Really a fantastic signing for the football club and really making a mark now, just not in the game in England but abroad as well. So a top quality German international has been there, done it, and has got great more potential to come.
And how difficult or easy was this to secure for the club?
Very different to any transfers we've done before. Obviously bringing in Karina Schroeder and Miss Avers as well. So along the same lines that you're dealing with agents abroad, which is very different to work with, but absolutely pleasure as well at the same time that they're so interested in the growing game in the UK and the Super League. So flying her in, talking over Skype, really showing around the facilities. And it wasn't just about what we can offer as a club, but it's the culture, it's the lifestyle for these players as well to show them the city of Birmingham. And they're really, really impressed when we're showing these girls around.
So what did she think? What was her initial feedback? Yeah.
I think absolutely startled when she arrived here, that what sort of level and standards that we are competing at, and the aims and ambitions for the club, that she saw the facility and the new training centre that we'll be moving to in mid-June. Obviously the city as well, taking around, showing her the sights, that she was just taken aback by it all and couldn't wait to sign. And before she left here last week, she was signing on the dotted line before she left to go back to Germany.
And she's been signed from the reigning Champions League holders, and that's quite a statement, quite a coup for you to get her here under those circumstances.
Yeah, it's a huge one that we're now competing for these top European players. That I know that the game that's grown in the Super League, that there have been players of different levels within that, there have been absolutely top quality World Cup winners come over here and then moved on. But now for us to be able to compete, and Karina Schroeder is our first ever foreign signing, and then to follow it up now with another two in the space for a couple of months, really says where we're going, and then be able to sign off the reigning European champions, I think it says for a lot of what we really want to achieve here and where we're going to go, because there's been a lot of critics of late and obviously a poor season last year, and now we're really putting down a marker and sitting here in third place and going for Champions League second half of the season.
And financially you've been able to compete, and that hasn't always been the case in the past, so how have you pulled this off, David?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be blunt that they've taken pay cuts to come here. The German players that we've brought in, they're coming in on less wages, but it's the dream, it's the ambition, it's wanting to play in England and to make an impact on the Super League. It's growing so much so quickly. They do say this, and for me, that in 5 years' time, it might take a bit longer, let's see how it develops, but this will be the best league in the world. I have no doubt about it, but we do have some catching up to do from top to bottom of the whole structure. But the way it's going, being backed by Premier League money, the men's clubs, it's such a huge pull for the girls. And you see what Lyon have done, PSG, by Munich as well, for the women's teams, have taken it so quick, so fast, and put it on another level. And we want to do that for Birmingham, but we're in our own way.
And have Birmingham City, the men's club, helped finance this deal then?
Yeah, Birmingham have always been supporters. We have to work within the wage structure that we've kept to, so we can't go and break it and absolutely obliterate it. We've got other things as well. So like I said, the new training centre, the backroom staff, the infrastructure we've put in, everything has to be taken into account. So we are counting pennies. We still are. We're not competing on the same wages. So for Isabel to come in, and Karina and Marissa, they are not on a Man City, Arsenal, Chelsea wage. There's no way we can afford to compete at that wage. But like we've always said, we'll do it our own way, we'll compete within our remit, and if our project and plan is big enough and our ambitions match the players and performances on the pitch are coming, then why wouldn't they want to come to this fabulous club and city?
And in terms of the role that you see Isabel playing in the team, what's that broadly speaking?
Out and out centre forward. She has got absolute pace for abundance. She's a very, very clever player, can play in between the lines, but will run off the shoulder as well. So for us playing with a front two this season, and obviously a back three that's in there, for those two centre forwards to combine, whether it's Mel, Kirsty or Frieda, Charlie and Ellie as well, the youngsters, that they will combine beautifully. She's played in a two at Frankfurt as well previously, and then at Leverkusen before that, and then with the national team. So something she's very used to, and it's just working on our patterns to try and get her in as quickly as possible over that. The kind of like 3.5 week run up that we'll have now to the Arsenal game.